icing on the cake. He glanced down at the bandage on his left hand. The bleeding had stopped, but it ached with a non-stop, cold throbbing. Why he had jumped in and helped with that crazed passenger, he didn't know. Oh, he would never do it again. His belief that no good deed goes unpunished had been proven, and then some. When the man boarded the plane at Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, he looked deathly ill, so much so that William wondered why they had allowed him to board at all. There were so many displaced people since the earthquake, and so many were trying to get the heck out of the country. Maybe the airlines just weren't paying close attention. He was grateful to be seated four rows away from him. The sound of that wet, loose cough was driving William insane, and when it finally stopped, he settled back into his seat and closed his eyes, grateful for the quiet. After what seemed like only minutes, he jerked awake to the sound of screams. He turned and looked around, trying to find the cause of all the commotion. A flight attendant crouched in the aisle, crying and holding her arm, out of which a huge chunk of flesh was missing. Blood covered the white cuff of her uniform blouse, but hardly anyone was looking at her. The star attraction stood in the center of the aisle. The ill passenger was on his feet, mouth, chin, and the front of his shirt drenched with blood as he chewed on something. His glazed eyes locked in on a small girl with a particularly shrill cry, and he moved in her direction. She screamed louder, and her mother pulled her closer, turning and trying to shield the child with her body. William looked around. What the hell was this? Was no one going to do anything? He didn't see the other flight attendant anywhere. William was a big guy, but the sick man looked insane, and he preferred not to take him on alone. Even so, he looked around again, but no one else was getting up. Someone had to stop this. The first thing he noticed was that the guy was strong. When William gripped his arm to pull him away from the child, it was like trying to bend a steel rod. The second thing he noticed was the smell. Had he rolled in something dead before he boarded the plane? William must have pulled him off balance because the guy fell sideways on the woman across the aisle. She scrambled to get away and wound up in the lap of the woman next to her. But the sick guy wasn't paying attention to her. He pushed himself back up and turned toward William, who now saw his face up close. Gray-white, except for the blood-spattered mouth and chin. The eyes were unfocused, but his movements were feral and predatory. William realized for the first time what the guy was eating. His mouth continued to chew, and William heard teeth clicking together as he put his hands up and slowly backed away down the aisle and tried to talk some sense into him.
Look, buddy, you can stop where you are right now, or even better, just go back to your seat and stay there. I don't want to hurt you, but I will if you don't stop. Of course, I could really use a little help.
He shouted the last three words, and two men somewhat shamefacedly stood and moved into the aisle. They came at the sick man from behind, but before they reached him, he stumbled, falling hard into William and knocking him to the floor. That gore-filled mouth bit into the hand William held up to hold him off. The ill man shook his head as if he were a dog trying to tear the hand off. William screamed. The two men moved in and pinned the man's arms behind him, using someone's luggage strap to tie him up. They trussed his ankles as well and dragged him down the aisle behind the galley curtain and into wherever the flight attendant had gone. The captain's voice came over the speakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have requested assistance from airport security, and our flight has been rerouted to Miami International Airport. They are, clearing a runway for us, and we expect to land in about, 15 minutes. Emergency medical personnel are already waiting for us there, so everyone just hold tight for a few more minutes.
Easy for them, thought William, cradling his injured hand. The bite went to the bone. He had thought the guy was going to tear his finger off. A continuous moaning came from somewhere, and he wished they would gag him and shut him up. He could still smell the stink of him and again wondered what on earth made someone smell like that. Gangrene? And why do pilots talk like that? After they landed and armed officers removed the tied-up passenger, the EMT workers came for William and the flight attendant. He caught a glimpse of the injured woman as they loaded her into an ambulance. She was prone on a stretcher, and her face was the same...